Turn up the laughs this summer with SBS. The Parasocial Social Club sees comedians Jenny Tian and Kevin Jean swapping sharp, funny takes on life, friendships, and all the awkward moments in between. Comedy Karma brings you Australia's best comics as host Aditya Gautam uncovers the story behind their favorite jokes. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's like Snapchat and TikTok, but I am completely banned off Facebook and Messenger and Instagram.
It's been just over a month since Australia's world first social media ban was enacted, and the new restrictions have coincided with the school holidays.
They can spend a summer making real world connections with each other, with their siblings, with their parents, skateboarding, writing, reading, art, music, I don't care what it is, but it's off the screen.
Minister for Communications Anika Wells speaking there, encouraging young people to find new activities beyond social media. The government says there are some 2.5 million young people aged between 8 and 15 in Australia. Many young users are on multiple social media platforms, but the government says some 4.7 million accounts have been deactivated, removed, or restricted so far. So with less or no access to social media, how are teens spending their spare time? SBS visited a Scouts Hall in Sydney's north to find out.
I mean, I do like art. I do a lot of painting, and so it's kind of given me more time to focus on that.
Today, for example, I'm going over to the beach to see some friends this afternoon. So definitely doing some more stuff off of my phone with some of my friends on in the real world.
I went to New Zealand for a camp just recently, and everyone was out and socialising and not on their phones. And it was seen a bit more fun and enjoyable.
Even 16-year-olds like Maddie, who are excluded from the ban, are noticing a change.
I feel like everyone is a lot more chatty now, and there's less like checking phones in hangouts. And we've honestly been going out a lot more, like to the beach and to the shops and everything. It feels less draining to just be talking to them in person than online or like on Instagram.
A 2020 survey by the eSafety Commission shows teenagers were spending, on average, around 14.4 hours a week online, with Snapchat, YouTube, Instagram and Facebook the most popular platforms. The government says the ban was introduced in order to minimise young people's exposure to harmful content and improve their mental health and well-being. A month into the ban, have the adults in their life noticed a difference in behaviour, habits or mental health? Sally is mother to 14-year-old Travis.
The change has been great. He's just come back from a massive scout camp in New Zealand, where previously on a scout camp before, I did get messages quite a lot for him, where now it was like, are you still alive? I need proof of life. Just because the kids weren't on their phones, which was really cool, really good to see.
Some research suggests social media is harmful to the mental health of young people. A July 2025 report from the eSafety Commission titled Digital Use and Risk, Online Platform Engagement Among Children Aged 10 to 15, found more than half of children in this age bracket in Australia had experienced cyberbullying. It also found nearly one in four children had experienced non-consensual tracking, monitoring or harassment on social media, and around the same amount had experienced online sexual harassment. Kids Helpline's head of virtual services, Tony Fitzgerald, explains.
You know, whether it's bullying or whether it's access to or exposure to harmful content, the always-on nature and the pressure of young people to always be on social media has then, you know, led to negative consequences for them in terms of their mental health, because they're always exposed to that content. They're always exposed to that negative behaviour and those insults, those taunts and that bullying behaviour that occurs.
Some young people agree.
Oh, I think the standards on social media are really high. And because I'm only 16, like seeing the standards of fully grown adults is really like altering my view of things. So that's been a lot better.
But recent research suggests the relationship between social media and young people's mental health is more nuanced. Research by the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics analysed 3 years of data from more than 100,000 Australian children spanning years 4 to 12. It found adolescents reporting moderate use of social media generally had the best well-being compared to non-users and those on social media at the highest levels. Teenagers like 14-year-old Alana are concerned about losing communities and friendships maintained online.
Losing these connections that I've made from friends overseas and like making them at scout camps and losing them is just, it's hard because I can't communicate with them anymore and I may not be able to see them at any other scout camps I go to.
Kids Helpline's Tony Fitzgerald says this is particularly true for young people from vulnerable groups.
You know, young people have grown up, particularly, you know, in more recent years, have grown up as having social media as part of their lives. So it becomes a natural way of them maintaining connection with each other. Young people, particularly from vulnerable cohorts, who find it difficult to connect with others in more traditional senses, can find this as a really powerful way of connecting with others who've gone through similar experiences.
This raises questions about how successfully the ban has been executed and whether it's achieving its desired outcome. Nicholas Carra is director of the Centre for Digital Cultures and Societies at the University of Queensland.
Like a really important part of our duty of care is actually a positive one, which is to say, what are we going to do to enable young people to connect, socialise, be creative with each other in the digital world? Because that is the world and that is their world now. You can't kind of exclude them from it until they're 16 and think, you know, we did the best thing for them. I just don't think we would have, because we would have, done harmful things to their social world before they turn 16, and then they won't be very well prepared for what happens when it all switches on at 16.
But at least for now, less time online is opening doors for new hobbies and experiences.
With hobbies, I have picked up drawing a lot more than I used to. Like when I was younger, I used to draw a lot as I didn't have access to social media. But now that it's gone again, I've started drawing again.
Katrina Stewart, SBS News.
This January, NITV and SBS brings you First Nations storytelling on an epic scale. Stories of our trailblazers, stories of our survival, and stories of our strength. Because this always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. 18th to 26th of January on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand.